This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has carried out a wave of airstrikes on what it said were militant targets in the Gaza Strip, leveling a six-story building in downtown Gaza City. Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into Israel from the militant Hamas-ruled territory early Tuesday. The fourth war between the two sides now is in its second week, erupted after weeks of clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police in Jerusalem. U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire in the week-long war between the two. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats had been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman says that the Associated Press is calling this an all-out war.
We're talking about a lengthy conflict. We're now over a week into the fighting. It's very heavy fighting. In some ways, it's the heaviest fighting we've ever seen between these enemies. We also see a change in the type of weapons that have been used and the types of targets. Israel is not only striking military bases and weapons and so forth. It started to go after Hamas leaders, political leaders, military leaders, assassinations.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday the world reached a situation of vaccine apartheid. It was no longer just at risk of that status. Earlier, he called on COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers to make shots available to the COVAX vaccine sharing facility sooner than planned, due to a supply shortfall left by Indian export disruptions. COVAX, which supplies doses to poorer countries, relies heavily on India's Serum Institute's exports of the AstraZeneca jab, but many of these are instead being used by the country as it battles a massive second wave of infections. The head of UNICEF on Monday asked G7 countries to donate supplies as an emergency measure to make up for the shortfall estimated at 140 million doses by end May. President Biden said Monday that the U.S. will share an additional 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines with the world in the coming 6 weeks as domestic demand for shots drops and the global disparities in distribution have grown more evident. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to consider a major rollback of abortion rights, saying it will take up Mississippi's bid to enforce a 15-week ban on the procedure. The court's order Monday sets up a showdown over abortion probably in the fall, with a more conservative court ready to consider dramatically altering nearly 50 years of rulings on abortion rights. The court first announced a woman's constitutional right to an abortion in 1973, and the Roe v. Wade decision, Mississippi's ban, had been blocked by lower courts as inconsistent with Supreme Court precedent that protects a woman's right to obtain an abortion before the fetus can survive outside her womb. A Florida politician who emerged as a central figure in the U.S. Justice Department sex trafficking investigation and to Representative Matt Gaetz has pleaded guilty to 6 federal charges and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors as part of a plea deal. Longtime Gaetz associate Joel Greenberg appeared Monday in federal court. Greenberg pleaded guilty to charges including sex trafficking of a minor and admitted he paid at least one underage girl to have sex with him and other men. Gaetz was not mentioned in the plea agreement or during the hearing, but Greenberg's cooperation may escalate the potential legal and political liability the firebrand Republican congressman faces. Gaetz denies any accusation of wrongdoing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.